So why is it that some terms can only be rendered in Hebrew idiomatically and not translated into English?
Oh, I love this question because it's not just about Hebrew. It's just about how language works. Like, as a writer, that just thrills me because certain words, I guess you're getting right down to rhythm, because obviously everything is translatable. We find ways to communicate across culture, across time, space. You know, we can find corresponding words in corresponding languages. But certain words, you know, it's sort of a spiritual question you're asking, because certain words, like that, just the sound of them contains a separate sort of meaning. And, you know, we can get, you know, if we're going on the religious front and the Hebrew front, you know, back to a book that's called, you know, Kaddish.com, you know, my novel, it's like that's, you know, that gets to Hebrew roots, like the root, you know, Kadosh, Kadesh, it has so many, like, very specific meanings around, you know, holiness, so that, you know, the Kaddish is the prayer for the dead, but the Kiddush is, you know, the prayer over wine and an act of celebration, and, you know, in the book I talk about Kadesh, where, like, the, you know, the word Kadosh is holy, but it can also flip to mean, you know, the very opposite, you know, in the same way. And yeah, so you can say prayer for the dead instead of the Kaddish or the mourner's prayer or something, but there's something about the feel of that. You know, I'm rubbing my fingers or something, you know, I'm making, you know, good Jewish hand gestures on my side of the line, but there's just something about the Kaddish that contains some otherworldly connection, you know, to holiness and death in the other world. But I don't want to get all metaphysical. I can go on the simple front, like even just, you know, the word mirpeset in Hebrew, which means balcony, like, you know, balcony has financial connotation. If I tell you of a balcony in New York, like he's done well in Brooklyn, you know, but if you say, oh, I was out on the mirpeset in Jerusalem, it just means, you know, it just means, you know, it's like every house has a balcony. It's like having a bathroom. And a word like that, you know, you watch with language when people are speaking English in Jerusalem or people with connection to Israel, they never say stepped out on the balcony. They say stepped out onto the mirpeset, because somehow the actual physical, like, thing that you're supposed to imagine, you know, changes once the word changes into English. So you sort of need the original.